All right,
I'm back.
Rolling again. Sing it, Craig.
No.
That was great.
I got my lying down, been in bed for too long voice on. It's no good.
Yeah. What time is it there anyway?
Oh, it's 3:10 in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
He lives in the future.
Yeah, you do. Tell us about the future.
It sucks.
Yeah, it does. It's very much like the past.
All right, so Greg Weiss here
is
getting his bag of mystery out. What's the first thing we got?
Let's stop the music.
Music stopped.
Yam cake.
Huh?
Yam cake.
Yam cake doesn't look like yams. What's yam mean?
That looks like
it's
coconut cream in a gel form.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. So it's a Japanese yam. So it's kind of like if you were to like grind it, it would turn kind of almost like snot like. But then,
I'm not eating that shit.
Do we need scissors?
Anything
No. But I think it's more of a jelly-like consistency that it turns into ultimately. So
I was going to say gelatinize is a nice word. It's not like, not so much.
Yeah. What are you supposed to eat it with?
Well, so I think it's mostly a like other flavors go on top of it. So it's kind of very pretty much flavorless. It's more of a texture thing, and I do think the texture is not bad. Like I'm pretty sure the texture is more. Lychee, like lychee, like
it smells like a thing. Jeff says
it does have a little bit of.
I love these things.
it has a little bit of like a sea kind of thing to it, but I
sea creature.
I don't think it's gonna taste much like
a
anything.
Sea urchin.
I got it was $40 when I was down there, but I got a nice thing of. Fresh sea urchin that I ate the whole thing. Oh, I love sea urchin.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, sea urchin is amazing.
So, like, bone marrow is gelatinous, right?
Yeah.
And you put that on, like, toast.
Right.
Toasted, really good bread, you know. Mm-hmm. This, you just eat it like
I think that this is kind of, I'm not even sure where this is used, but I think this is used in a lot of different cuisines. It's sort of like, almost like a barrier between things.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was a cool little Japanese bakery near where I lived in Auckland for a year or so, and they did yam cakes as almost like a finger slice type thing that you'd have with green tea. They were good.
With green tea?
It's like a flavorless jello. There's really not much flavor to it.
It's all texture.
Yeah.
Oh, it had flavor.
Oh.
Yeah, it's subtle, but it had flavor. Is yours not?
There's no flavor there, so I mean, you're not.
No, but it smells fishy.
It smells weird, but it doesn't taste weird.
It smells fishy.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And it's no, I can't. It smells fishy, and it's
you shouldn't tap out just yet.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I.
It doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste like anything.
No, you guys don't want me to puke on show.
This is level one, and you're tapping out already.
I'm sorry.
I even brought up the craziest thing.
You can give me any of that hot sauce up there, and I'll take that.
It really tastes like.
It tastes like nothing.
I don't want to throw up. It smells fishy, and it's gooey, like gelatinous.
I promise you. I promise you.
You don't know that.
You got a bucket right there you can puke into.
Oh.
You'd be so proud of yourself after you taste something.
I won't
that
be proud
like
of myself. I'll just shut you guys up. That's all I'm doing this for.
It tastes like nothing.
Oh my God, this is gross.
Oh, we should turn on the video.
Oh my God, this is disgusting.
Just
I can't.
Put it in your mouth and chomp.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Just trust
us. Your pickup lines have really got to use some work.
Oh my God, no. It goes. No, I can't. No. No, I'm throwing it in the bucket.
It's kind of like the texture of a scallop, but it tastes like nothing.
But scallops are cooked. And I love scallops.
All right.
No.
This sounds like a different thing to what I used to eat.
I do agree now. Scallop is a good, a little bit more.
Scallops are the best, especially.
No, yeah, scallops are great. So the scallops have a little bit more give. So it's a little bit more tighter than a scallop. Yeah. No, well, it's like a Think of it like a hard-boiled egg, yeah. But a little bit like
Jeff's. Just so you know, Jeff has an egg.
Yeah, this is a preserved duck egg, often called a thousand.
And he's
egg.
Trying to figure out how to crack it open right now.
Oh, I've always wanted to try one of these.
So cool. I've actually
you should have taken a picture of it and posted it.
I've used one recently because I made a hot pot and I just put it in there to flavor the additional hot pot. I didn't have any of the yolk because the yolk did look pretty gross. I'm not expecting you to eat any of this, but I did have some of the white, which is now brownish, darkish. This I would not expect you to eat, so I'm not even going to ask you.
Thank you. I do eat
the
scallops.
Preserved with lye or something, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, but it also has a shell on, so the shell turns like a bluish gray color.
Cooper's yeah. interested. Our dog is very interested in this.
And the
oh
yeah, so the oh, white turns like
take a picture and
a
post it. You, no, post it in the chat right now. Hold on,
and
I'm gonna get a picture.
This gray color that does not look appetizing in the least.
Oh no, I was gonna say you cannot blame Shannon for not wanting to put that in her mouth. No. I understand, but I have always wanted to try one.
Oh, oh. Jeff got a smell, a whiff. Seems like.
Yeah. It smells
horrible. Yeah, I think the yolk is probably pretty especially rank, but I do think the outside part is like the white is fine from what I remember.
You are supposed to eat the yolk though, right? It's part of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks disgusting. I'm trying to
okay,
post.
So I just had some of the yolk. And honestly,
how's it smells?
No, it just tastes like a slightly more flavorful egg yolk.
Did you make this, Greg, or did you buy it?
No, I bought it. Yeah, no, this is oh, okay. This was bought and vacuum packed and everything.
Right.
Well, let me post the picture in the chat.
Yeah, but no, the it tastes fine, like a slightly stronger as duck, right? Actually, kind of good. Like the yeah.
That was horrible.
It so it's got this kind of blue cheese thing where it smells bad, but the flavor is actually kind of nice. But I wouldn't want to overdo it because it's very silky and smooth and almost decadent, but also a little bit too much. Mm. So I think this is something where the hot pot is kind of the best place where like some of this flavor can seep into the rest of it. But this is not something you want to eat directly. This is something where you want the flavors of this to diffuse.
Oh, so I just realized that I've been trying to post it, but well, it came out. It posted on the chat like 3 times.
Oh, is there a separate chat for this channel? Or
it seems like it. Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, there we go.
Did you see all the pictures? It's the same.
So yeah, not terrible. Okay, but this one I'm not expecting to be great. In fact, I'm really not looking forward to it.
I'm going to go eat some potato chips or something.
Well, that's the thing. Next, I got a bunch of potato chips and all types of other stuff. So I just want to get these out of the way. This is boiled silkworm pupa.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Yum? Question mark?
Okay, so, I definitely need a photo of that.
Oh.
Ooh, ooh.
Yum? Question mark?
Ooh, ooh.
Here, wait. We gotta get a photo. Ooh. Hold on. Ooh. Hold on.
Smells all right. Smells like a.
Looks terrible.
Okay.
Oh wow. That, I wasn't expecting them to come in a can.
It smells and like water.
Jeff, your expression. The best part of this is Jeff's expression.
It smells like, what does it smell like? It smells.
Yeah, let me pass it.
Smells like.
Oh, hold on.
Kind of,
I gotta get a close up.
Or,
I gotta get a close up of that. Whatever that shit is in that can. Yeah, silkworms. Tori used to feed them to one of her geckos or some shit.
Oh no, yeah, silkworms.
Oh my god.
Silkworms are a decent feeder for sure.
There you go, Greg. At least you can watch me now. I'll turn on the camera.
I can watch you eat them and throw up. Oh, there we go. Hey, those look good.
They look all right, get this so away from me.
Grab one
oh and, my gosh, and, I gotta no, leave the room. I can't even.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are disgusting.
Well, I mean, we're adventurous. That's what we are.
No, just disgusting. No, that's so gross.
Let's give you a wave from bed.
Hi. That's a lot.
No, I'm not gonna eat that. I'm just doing it for the
okay picture. Smile.
Cooper's like, man, that shit smells fantastic. Cooper's like, I want some.
All right,
let's try a nice big plump one.
So the yolk of the 1,000-year-old egg was actually really good.
I
smells think so bad though.
It very blue cheese like, right? Because it smells bad, but it has a lot of like almost delicateness to it.
Okay. I can't get both of you at the same time.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Yeah, I'd eat that.
It's kind of like it smells kind of nutty. Not very good.
What would you...
What sort of nutty? D's nutty?
D's nut.
It's got it. A little bit of fromunda in there.
I can see it in like a. I can see it as ingredient, like in a rice dish. I think it would go well. Like
no,
texture wise, it might work, but alone, on its own, it's yeah, the flavor.
It's a thing that exists.
It's not great. Okay,
you know this piece of wood is gonna smell like that shit.
A yeah, piece of wood. Do you want the table wrecked or
no. On to
oh, thank God. Regular chips. Oh, that chips. Was all
the weird. You did the weird stuff first?
Lime flavored chips. And we got some cucumber flavored chips.
Yeah. Like, so these are not chip.
Oh, Heinz tomato ketchup flavored chips.
Salted egg yolk.
And then turn down your volume on your phone.
I thought I had it off.
Because you're in the audio chat. Turn your volume down on the phone.
Okay. So we have. Four C's, grill of corn, looks like lobster, corn chip type thing. This is seaweed flavored like Tom Yum gum, which is...
This sounds awesome.
Kind of Korean. Yeah, salted egg yolk chips.
No.
Open one. Let's try them. Guide us, sommelier.
Texas grilled barbecue flavored chips.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right, yeah. let's cleanse our palate. These are Texas grilled barbecue Lays.
Jeff, you're going to love these.
These are, those are weird. Those are like, I've had them before.
I do like cucumber
and
beer.
They're different. But I don't know if you can get Texas grilled barbecue flavor chips in America, but these are like Korean. So these are Texas grilled barbecue flavor Lays. So you should, it should taste like, I don't know, like ribs.
Brisket?
Brisket.
Hickory, I guess, would be what it mean.
Yeah. No sauces, right?
I'm trying to not chew on mic because right. It sounds gross for people, but...
Yeah, I just realized that.
Yeah, there's an Asian supermarket down the road that's got all of those weird Lay's flavors in them.
Yeah.
Did they have the Heinz tomato ketchup one?
Oh, yeah, that's got to be British.
Believe it or not, this I think is... Korean.
These are better than American barbecue chips. Like the barbecue flavor.
These are really good.
That are our stereotypical barbecue are more
okay.
Brown sugary than those.
Heinz tomato ketchup.
Your chips are just terrible in general. I've got to say, they just are.
Chips in general?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex goes out whenever we're, sitting in a hotel room finishing off some beers that we've got or something. She goes out, gets some chips, comes back to the room, and we always regret it. It's like, why did you get those?
That tastes like ketchup.
So do you guys call them chips or crisps, or what do you call them over there?
I try to call them crisps because it differentiates. Chips for us are usually hot chips.
Yeah.
They don't taste like ketchup. They taste like tomato paste.
Yeah, pretty much.
They need more vinegar to taste like ketchup. They call them chippies.
Chippies. I like it.
No, chippies. Like a kid would say. That's what New Zealanders call them. Can you get a bag of chippies?
Chippies.
All right. Let's do the cucumber.
Oh, those ketchup ones are awful because they're just tomato paste.
It's straight up tomato paste. They're disgusting.
Ew.
All right. If they had some vinegar to them, they'd be better.
Cucumber. Cucumber Lays.
He's going to love those.
All right.
I'm enjoying the barbecue.
It's so weird.
It's weird, though, because Heinz ketchup is quite vinegary for a ketchup.
Yeah. It's so weird because immediately, sweet. And then
I do love these.
You do like them?
Mm-hmm.
This cucumber flavor is so
Which
weird.
Which ones are those?
Cucumber.
Oh, cucumber. Wow.
Yeah.
It fucks with your head, though, because it tastes so much like a cucumber slice that it should be like cold and wet versus crispy and potatoey.
But it's got more flavor than a traditional cucumber because it's concentrated. So cucumbers are more like watery and the flavor is watered down. Whereas this is more.
There is a really good beer here that I'm going to next. I need to remember next time I'm coming to the States, I'll bring it with me. And even if I don't see you guys, I'll ship it to you. It's made by a brewery called Eight Wired and it's called Cucumber Hippie. And it is just the best thing in summer. Like, I used to order one at the pub, and I'd just order two and smash the first one and just sit on the other.
I never pass up a cucumber beer.
Mm-mm.
And these actually taste like the concentration of cucumber you get in a cucumber beer.
These are really good.
Like cucumber water, I think, is another example where, like, cucumber water, where the flavor really, gets expressed. So this is Italian red meat flavor. So bolognese.
Italian red meat flavor,
like a bolognese sauce, like a spaghetti sauce.
Okay.
How many Italians are in there?
Not many.
It has 50% -50% something.
Yeah. You haven't got your Google Translate out on your phone.
Yeah.
Or does Microsoft execute you if you use Google products?
Oh, those are different. Yeah.
Okay, this is lime. Lime flavored chips.
I love lime chips.
You've only had tortilla chips, right?
Well, they're lime. No, I've had lime potato chips too.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, lime tortilla chips are common here, but not, I haven't seen normal lime potato chips.
Those are really good.
It's a lot.
No, I like those.
These taste more like lime overall than like the Tostitos lime tortilla chips. These taste like a zest. They taste like a. Mm. These are
really good with a margarita.
All right. Salted egg yolk.
No, thanks.
What? Egg yolk's amazing.
I love
it. Okay, thanks, Alexa. Fuck off. I think you'll like it.
Will I?
Well, you're going to be fist against the wall when the AI takes over.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is a reminder. For his medicine.
Oh, it tastes like a. Breakfast.
So these are weird because they're more coated and like chewy than the other ones. They're not crispy. They're kind of soggy.
Mm.
But they taste like egg on toast almost.
Like what?
Like egg on toast or like a hash. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I said. Breakfast. Mm-hmm. They taste like breakfast.
Okay. These are the lobster corn.
They're kind of spicy too, though.
Yeah.
These are
lobster and or seafood. Corn chips?
Lobster, seafood, corn chips. Okay. I'll go for it. Ooh. Ooh.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
So much she's not going to let me have any.
They're like air-puffed crab legs.
Oh. Yeah, that's nice. I kind of like that.
It's a good example. Oh, wow. Good description, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yum.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't want to eat a lot of those unless I was eating a bunch of seafood and I don't know.
Blazing Korean barbecue chicken flavored like corn snacks, like what are those called? What are the things called that are like tornadoes?
I can't think.
Bugles. Yeah.
Yes, bugles.
Mm. It's a chicken skin thing going on.
They're like pork rinds on steroids.
Yeah.
They're double fried pork rinds.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's interesting. They start out sweet.
I wouldn't say blazing hot.
You should see this table.
Yeah.
This is insane.
This is crispy seaweed snack. This is Tom Yum Gong, which is, I believe, a soup, like a seafood soup.
Tom Yum Gong is the hot, but typical hot and sour soup.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I want some.
they're
just nori.
You can have it. You can.
It's just nori, is it? Dried nori.
It's really salty.
That's yum.
It's
like
nori. Too salty.
It has kind of a shrimpy flavor to it.
And ending with
a little spicy.
Crunchy ramen snack tonkatsu. I love tonkatsu ramen. It's just the pig.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Pork ramen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn it, I want to go out and get snacks now.
Have Alex do it.
I'm stuck here in bed. Alex is working at the brewery.
All right, Greg. Marry, fuck, kill.
Of what?
Of
that
the,
Greg.
Yeah.
Oh, that Greg, I was going to say.
I guess the Texas barbecue chips were the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so marry the Italian red. Fuck the bolognese. Yeah, the bolognese. Fuck the Texas barbecue. Kill the ketchup.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna marry. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to marry the Texas barbecue.
That's what I'm marrying.
I'm going to kill the ketchup because it wasn't ketchup; it was tomato paste. And I'm going to fuck the egg one.
Okay,
I'm gonna marry the barbecue. I'm going to kill the. There were so many that I'd like to kill.
The ketchup, right?
The ketchup. Yeah, the ketchup. Yeah. The ketchup, and I think I'll fuck the cucumber or the lime.
Cucumber was good.
I really like the lime one too.
Lime wasn't doing it for me. Okay, desserts now. Dessert like chewable things. This one is yogurt
mixed with. Fish eggs or something?
No, just yogurt. I think like a sweet, like chewable.
Oh. Are they medicinal?
Pick yours and hand me the thing so I can show Greg the package.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's a drink that I really like that's a yogurt flavored thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's like condensed yogurty thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like very coffee. Chewy. Very chewy.
Very chewy.
It has like a little yogurt tang to it.
Well, that's crazy. Good. I like it.
Greg, have you had saltwater toffee, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
It's like yogurt flavored saltwater toffee.
Who's next?
Okay, cool.
Oh, saltwater toffee. Toffee.
Pico.
Sticks to your teeth more, though.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't stick to your teeth.
Very chewy.
It was very chewy.
Those are good.
I like him.
This is coffee candy.
Do not take after 3 p.m. Oh, the container didn't seem to have a rip strip or anything. I'm having a hard time getting it open.
All right. Jeff is finally using a knife.
Oh, thank you.
A little got a little gold foil around them.
Aww.
Fancy.
Very fancy.
And the finest coffee chew.
Ooh.
Okay. And ooh, where did you get
chew.
Where did you get these from?
Oh, it's a hard candy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Where'd you get these from?
These are all from the same place. They're all from the Ensign Market.
In Maryland?
No, in the Penn Hills. Like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that market that mm-hmm. I... Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This will take a while because it's a hard candy.
Oh,
it's
it
good,
is.
Though. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of coffee flavor, like the milk and coffee flavor. Okay.
I really like this.
This is condensed milk.
Oh.
That should be tasty. And the other one is butter. Just butter.
Butter?
Just butter.
Oh, I'm going to love that candy. One. Just give that to me. That's mine. This is mine. This is mine.
Stop it. Milk and butter. Polar bears and rabbits.
Rabbits is some description.
Okay. Condensed milk is first. I imagine it's going to be a lot like the yogurt one, but just not as tangy. It's more sweet. Yeah.
It's almost...
We have things called milkshakes that are like that.
It's really tough toffee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go. Once you get into it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a candy that I had when I was a kid, and I can't remember what it was.
Got a Werther's thing going on.
Yeah. But more of a vanilla.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just sweetened condensed milk, right? It's
mm-hmm.
It doesn't like that.
And not caramelized like a Werther's.
Damn.
Like a butterscotch is kind of that, but mm-hmm. with some heat added.
This is the butter.
This will be Shannon's new favorite thing right here.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Greg, you're going to have to go back down to the store and buy these for me. Anything that's butter.
Yeah. Butter, all right.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with candy butter.
the thing I just put in the chat reminds me of your milk, condensed milk things. We have those. They're delicious.
I think the condensed milk ones are better. That's me, personally. You seem to be so wrapped in the butter that you're just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are so many flavors of Kit Kat.
That oh, yeah.
In Japan, there are like hundreds of Kit Kat flavors.
I am going to this store next time I go out. I can't believe.
Strawberry Kit Kat. See, not everything I pick up is gross.
But no, different. You brought me butter. Yeah. Candy butter.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry Kit Kat. This is going to be great. Because I love Kit Kats, by the way. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, number one. Candy bar. Kit Kat, number two.
Feels more artificial than the other ones.
Yeah, this one's this one's not awesome. This one's tastes like white chocolate with like some fake strawberry acid added to it. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Does it taste like the strawberry Nesquik?
Tastes like strawberry yogurt. Yeah, strawberry Nesquik, yeah.
Strawberry Nesquik.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other candies are better.
They're still good.
Yeah, okay. Regular Kit Kats are better than those.
Oh yeah.
There was one that was strawberry and chocolate. I should have gotten those.
Mm.
You guys should have saved this up for a main show on April 1st, Craft Candy Radio.
April Fool. Yeah, we fucked up. It's just a month away.
There are more flavors in this and stuff that was there, but I mean, I got nothing.
That could be a thing we should do is like potato chip, Asian potato chip radio.
It is interesting how many ridiculous flavors of stuff there are there.
Mm-hmm. So my previous idea, and I'm going to spoil this because I probably ain't going to pull it off, and this is a better idea, was to train AI agents to sound like me, Greg, and Shannon, and have them just do a completely fictional AI show. But the training is kind of, I thought the training would be like feed them some audio files that we already have, but got to feed them very specific dictated things that it so that matches the words to the voice. It's kind of tedious, so I can't imagine we're gonna do it. So I think the idea of doing
you should make an AI agent that is designed to program your AI agents.
There must be a better way of doing that, given that they basically recreated John Lennon's vocals and things like that from existing Beatles.
I looked
Beatles.
Into the tools that I had availability to, ones I could use, for free. And it was like the short version was like 50 phrases recorded, like specific phrases. So you have to read off the prompter. And
I would read those if you want to.
But I
think that you need to program it with like isolated audio of just one of us. Like that's how you do it.
I mean, maybe a different program, a different service, but the ones I can use through Microsoft, it is. The long version is way more than 50 phrases, and it probably makes a perfect agent, but the short version was 50 phrases.
None of these agents are perfect.
Well, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Better. The better version is like 10 times more work. And I did like the first 20 phrases, and I'm like, this sucks. Like, and then also, like, I have to save each phrase as an individual WAV file. Named right, and like Audacity doesn't let me like automatically like chunk up the files and stuff, so it would have been just so much work just saving all the tiny little WAV files.
A lot of work
stuff.
For an April Fool's show.
Yeah, so I think potato chip radio, Asian potato chip radio, might be the move.
Mm-hmm.
You probably, I mean, I'm being a nerd, but you could probably, generate a specific waveform and sample it and insert it between each phrase, and then have Audacity split on that and generate your WAV files.
There was a way to have Audacity split clips on silence, not an easy way to say save each clip as its own WAV file.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that when we talk in sentences, it's not when you see them written out and read them, there are spaces in between. As we're talking, there's not actually spaces in between. It's much more like if you were to listen to it about understanding the language, it's just much more of a melodic kind of.
But no, this was more training where it knows you said these seven words and it listens to those seven words, and does that 50 times.
Right.
And
But saving those 150 WAV files across the three of us was going to be, and then recording them was a pain too, because if you have a misstep or a stutter or something, you don't want to record it over. It's just going to be a whole thing. So
I'm good with the tomato paste ones right now.
You're good with the tomato paste ones? You are.
That's disgusting.
You're a bad man. Yeah,
disgusting. I mean, the thing is, I kind of like tomato paste.
All right. So Pluribus.
Yeah. Greg, have you seen Pluribus?
Oh, yes. I've been waiting to hear about this discussion.
Yeah. The weird thing is, like, I'd say spoilers, but what can you spoil here? I mean, there's not... The thing about
we don't really know enough to spoil.
Not, like, a lot to spoil. I mean, the basic premise is there, and then everything else is more mood and...
Yeah, it's not a puzzle box. They give you the answers as fast as they ask the questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's more about the bigger picture.
It's finding the story inside the premise, you know, like.
Well, here's the question. Mm-hmm. What's Pluribus about? I have an answer, but I'm curious what you say. What's Pluribus
about?
What's
Pluribus about? It's
connection. Mm-hmm. How we connect to each other and what happens when that
is very close
A
to my
goes
answer.
Away and B turns up to 100%.
That's very close to my answer.
I mean, that's a really good one. I don't know if I could come up with better.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, exactly what Greg said, right? Like, because it's a dichotomy, right? Like, from what's her name? What's the character's name?
Helen, right?
Helen.
No, wait. No, yeah. That's her. That's her.
Oh God. Yeah. How can we not remember that?
Carol. Carol.
Carol. Yeah.
Carol. We love you, Carol.
Yeah. Carol is all of a sudden the only person on Earth,
at least in her vicinity. There are 12 other people on Earth, but everybody else on Earth is suddenly part of a hive mind.
Yeah.
So her and then connection everyone else, is, like, from her point of view, zero.
What was that? I missed you that.
I just said from her point of view, she's suddenly got zero human connection.
Yeah.
And
She doesn't have any meaningful connections with the other 12, you know, and
her, like, her girlfriend / wife, I don't know if they were fully married, but close enough to it, dies from this.
Mm-hmm.
So she loses that right away, but the hive mind has gained all of those memories and has the memories of everybody, memories and live personalities of everybody on Earth, and seems to be very happy and does not seem to be evil in the sense that they are not lying, specifically not lying, telling her stuff, even though, yes, are they doing things that Carol doesn't like it, would be ultimately bad for her? Yes, but do they admit that? Yes, they're not hiding it from her. So it's a very strange situation because there's this sort of radical honesty and a seeming acceptance and, like, this wave of happiness that everyone seems to say they have, and there's no reason to necessarily doubt it. But at the same time, they're also facing the fact that they won't kill anything, not even plants. They won't, like, there's so many things that they have decided to stop doing. And a lot of it is very much putting on a show for the people who are still alive. Like, I thought that one of the most affecting scenes was the first scene of the very last episode where the girl in the village got her.
Oh yeah.
Her stuff to turn her into the hive mind. And, like, you know, they're all doing this village stuff and being very nice to her. And as soon, like, and they're singing. And then, like, as soon as it hits, they don't, like, wait. As soon as it hits, they stop singing right away. She gets up. They just stop doing what they were doing. They stop putting on, like, a pantomime that they were doing.
I didn't see it the same way. I saw it more of they were comforting the person. But as soon as she transitioned, the comfort doesn't make sense. She's already, I mean, assuming that it's ultimately a good thing, she's already incorporated. She's already blessed, right? You know, she's already getting the joy.
Mm-hmm.
And she also sees that the ceremony was frivolous, you know, like, so I don't see it as...
She knows everything they know.
I don't see it as any kind of underhanded. I see it as
I don't know.
They were being empathetic until...
The thing is, it's a fake empathy because they realize that it's all just for show and they're just putting it on.
I wouldn't say fake empathy. I would say they were giving the person what they needed. Honestly, you know, earnestly, giving the person what they needed earnestly. And as soon as that person transitioned and needs what the group needs, it's not needed anymore, you know?
Right, which is
the entire
erasure of culture and everything. Like, it is all of that stuff.
Losing culture. Yeah, that, I mean,
all of that stuff that she was there, all of that stuff that made her who she is just completely drowned out and gone as soon as this happens. So,
well, I mean, we don't know that yet.
We don't know
because, I mean, what they say is everyone's experiences are incorporated in this overall experience.
Right.
So,
and we don't have much reason to assume that the individuals
that are incorporated might not feel like they've lost anything. They might not feel like they've lost anything.
Well, they're more to the point, they're programmed to not feel like they've lost anything, so it becomes a moot point.
Yeah, right.
The virus or whatever it is reprograms them for what they actually need, and what they need is the hive mind.
That makes sense. I mean, you know, having to go through austerity and losing a big portion of their population because they won't plant, you know, farm is a weird thing, right? You know, like, how do you overcome the like, oh, this doesn't feel good, you know, part of that, you know?
Yeah. Another thing that I think about is the you guys are giving out each other's hand signals.
I don't know. Down. Shannon's like, I'm letting him know.
Yeah. You're on camera. You can talk to Greg.
Yeah. Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Shannon doesn't want me to forget about you.
Well, you were talking over this way the whole time, and I just wanted to make sure that you remember. I
don't
feel forgotten
about. Don't worry about me. You just carry on.
So
I'm interjecting.
What there's this through line that Carol and what was the other guy's name who is refusing, that they want to save the world. But I don't think there is any saving the world. There's no going back. Like, even if they reverse this process, the world is fucked.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Things are broken down.
Yeah.
More people will starve than now because there's going to be warring factions and all this stuff. Everyone's going to starve because the systems are broken already. That's a good point. I don't know about that either, though.
I mean, I think that... I can't remember his name either, but, you know, he's fighting harder than Carol at this point to bring things back. He's willing to literally kill people to do it.
But there's no bringing back, right? Because you're...
No, but I think he knows that. I think we know. I think that they're smart enough that they know we know that. But he's willing to sacrifice, let's say, 95% of humanity to get back free will and individuality.
I think that's the only way that you quote unquote win. Yeah.
Is saving. Yeah.
And I think, rebuild from scratch kind of thing. And I think that's the question. Carol would probably rather, well, I don't know where they're going in season two, but I think it'll come down to you can save everyone, but you can't save everyone. You can save the species, but at the expense of 95% of the population, or you can give in and find a way to live on your own.
Oh, that's a great question. Is this an event that speciates? Like, are these converted people no longer Homo sapiens? Like,
human. Yeah.
Are they no longer human?
Well, I mean, there's not enough of humans left to really populate anymore.
But are they still humans, with a different altered state? Or
they haven't said whether they fuck or not.
Yeah.
Do they want, yeah, there's not even a, is there a reproduction desire there?
So
their desire seems to be to take this signal they received and resend it.
Going back to episode one, I love the method of delivery. I love how they did that. It's not an asteroid with a bug on it. I love how it's almost like the hubris of man caused the downfall.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. It's so fucking good. But yeah.
And whoever sent the signal knew that that's what we'd do.
But it's also, I mean, I'm sure I would be shocked if like Vince and like the people that came up with the premise is like, okay, a computer virus, but for taking over planets, you know, like, because that's what it is. They transmitted a
virus. Yeah, it's a virus. It behaves exactly like a virus. It takes over organisms and makes them do its bidding as opposed to the organism's bidding.
Yeah,
it's a lot like fungal, like cordyceps, like that takes over ants, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah. I thought this was such a cooler invention of The Last of Us kind of thing. Versus, I mean, The Last of Us is so good. I like it too. But I thought that, like, when I saw I watched the first episode twice. I'm like, this is so good. They delivered the virus.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's such an interesting show, and it's such a show about, like, so much of it is really about Carol and about, like, this flawed person who has to now deal with this ridiculous situation and what does it mean. And that's where I get to what the show is about. I think the show is about love, sort of like what you were saying about connection. Like, it's about, you know, she lost her love and now she has to kind of figure out what it means now in this new world where everyone is the same and yet people act like Zosia acts like she's different but isn't really. And
that scene where Zosia came out of the jungle, like, because she looked the most like that was like, I was so confused the way that scene was delivered.
It
was
like 20 minutes and no dialogue.
If everyone knows everything, why is this person transporting themselves across the world? Because they look like Carol's imagination of the lead character.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, so
which is
good.
Which is manipulative. I mean, that's straight up manipulative. So,
yeah. Greg, that's exactly what I was just going to get back to. Like, so we were talking before about how they, you know, they can't lie. They seem to be 100% honest. But there's many examples of, you know, dishonesty or omission. Yeah. The lawyer language on the sign, do you remember when she was asking if she'd be immune when they found her, you know, something? And I can't remember what the exact, I've got a terrible memory for these things. But she was basically asking, will you turn me into one of you? And they said, we don't have that technology. They left off the yet.
Yeah.
You
know,
and they were still working on it, and it's ended up being 10 days, and they'll be able to zap her. But,
they were honest about, we won't
take
a needle
lie,
and inject
but they're
you.
Minimally forthcoming.
Right. But as soon as she, ask the question, though, they can't lie about it. Although they can seem to hold things back, like when she was asking, is there a way to turn this back?
Yeah, yeah, although that, we saw the cost of the direct lie and the reaction. Yeah. But why, you know, if they value honesty, and if that's, as they say they do, and that's one of their core things, why the lawyer language? Why the obfuscation?
Yeah. Why the manipulation?
Yeah, and we're supposed to ask that question, I think. Yeah. I disagreed with you that
the last, you know, that first scene of the last episode was manipulation, pure and simple, to get
I disagree with that. I don't think it was. I really think that's just part of, like Jeff said, they were giving her what she needed, and as soon as she
that she would do it, and then once she did it, they didn't have to do that anymore.
Well, right.
Oh, okay.
Because
so you think
less.
If they hadn't done that, she wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But they love her as a potential to be part of the group, so they support her and give her what she needs to be part of the group. I don't think that's underhanded specifically there. I think the more of the not being forthcoming if you don't ask the right question is different than...
I think it's all manipulation. It's just a different flavor of it.
I think it depends on something we don't know and we can't know yet. We haven't been told.
Well, I want to be clear.
Is...
I don't know. I don't like thinking the hive mind is evil in some sense. I just think that they have a different motivation.
Do we have any theories on why when Carol strongs feelings it kills a bunch of the hive mind? Is there any thoughts on that yet?
I think there's some exploration that with the radio signal stuff and that somehow it, you know, too much emotion starts to interfere with whatever signal is being broadcast.
Oh, and they're kind of offline and die?
Yeah. It does seem weird that, like...
Well, they don't, I mean... I think we've seen that they only die because they're involved doing something where they need to be conscious, right? They don't just drop dead. I don't think
when they're disconnected,
by screaming at them.
They can't operate. And so that can cause things if they're in situations.
And they're flying a plane or whatever.
Yeah. And people would die or, you know, driving and suddenly that person who's driving gets that. Yeah. So I think that it's not that.
So she killed 1 million or whatever, 11 million people because they all died from trauma because they couldn't control what was happening to their body?
Like,
or do they die because
how many
of,
people? Are,
like someone was flying a plane and the, you know.
Yeah. So, the, okay. So they yeah, all died from.
How many people are driving on freeways at any given time?
They all died from operational failure to operate. See, I thought they died just from like their heads exploding.
No, it was from somebody's driving and they can't drive anymore and they plow into
people. They can't operate.
They plow into
and then trauma kills them. Versus,
and remember that a lot of people now everyone's gathered together, so people are much more closer. And then if somebody is doing something and it's actually a dangerous thing they're doing, and,
so that clarifies a lot for me because I thought her outbursts just made people die. But if they all died because the driver, the pilot, the operator wasn't able to operate,
no one was able to operate, and then no one's able to get out of the way,
and then trauma happens,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're in the middle of a surgery and...
Oh, I've lost you guys on the stream completely.
Oh, we still hear you. You good? You there? We hear you.
Mm.
New Zealand's offline.
I had to disconnect because it kept giving feedback. I kept turning my speaker off.
Well,
Greg, he might come back here. Hello. Good day, mate.
Laser disc. Nothing.
He's in the room, but I don't see him turning green. It's not this. It's
that. Huh. Maybe close Discord and reopen it.
He exited and came back in.
Wait, you?
Now Shannon's back in. Everything seems good there.
All right, Greg, can you hear us?
You're still muted.
Well, I'm talking into the mic, though. Greg, can you hear us?
The perils of technology.
We're back.
Oh, you're back.
Hey,
this works.
You gave your age verification, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Says, you're too old. Get out. So last I heard, you were saying, you thought it was basically the heads were exploding from emotional feedback or something.
Yeah, we were, we talked about that where Greg had a much better explanation where the 11 million people who died all died from plane crashes or car crashes or operations because the person in control went offline and wasn't able to do.
Somebody's doing surgery and suddenly in the middle of a surgery.
Yeah, that was my understanding. Yeah. Sorry, it was just you started to say after that something about. Yeah, never mind. Doesn't matter.
No, but it clarified for me because I thought her emotional outburst just made heads explode or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But it took the operators of vehicles that are moving at high relative speeds offline.
So, very last scene of the show. As the thing is coming, like the big thing on the helicopter, I'm like, why would Carol be in the... Are they that afraid of what's his name that... They put Carol in that box. As soon as they shot to Carol on the helicopter, I was like, that's a nuke.
Okay.
Right away, I said out loud, that's a nuke. Because, I'd watched the whole thing. I'd binge it. So just the last day before, I saw the grenade episode.
Mm.
And it was like fresh in my mind. I was like, yeah, no, that's clearly what that is. So it was like, and I thought there was a great like way to raise the stakes at the end. But I clocked immediately. I don't know about you guys.
No, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when I clocked it. But
I fell asleep.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, Carol,
I should have seen
like,
it coming, but I did not.
If you want to, give me the thing that ends the song, I might as well have it in my pocket.
Yeah, I figured it was, it's not, it's more of a fuck everybody, fuck all of you move. And she was just like, okay, since this is happening, and since I only have 2 months to go or whatever, and if I can't fix this in 2 months, you're going to take me down. I don't want to be taken. Give me the nuke so I can, that you said you would, and I'm going to just do as much damage as I can.
Hmm.
Well, she could do a lot worse.
Struck me as very much a, I will preserve my identity at any cost.
Right, yeah.
I mean, she could ask for a doomsday button that blows up everything, right?
Well, no, she can only ask for things that exist.
Okay, but I mean, okay, give me a button that launches all of the United States missiles.
There's no reason for him to make that. There's no reason for him to make that.
Give me the president's football.
There's no reason for him to keep that connected to the nukes.
Okay, yeah, I guess. Well,
Okay, but they can give her a nuke that she can't. They give her a nuke that she can't launch. I mean,
yeah, no, it's not a missile. It's a nuclear device. Like, it is a.
Yeah, but they could also give her a nuclear device that she'll never have any hope of detonating.
That would be much more manipulative than even I think they are.
Mm.
I think they have this sort of this directive of them to do these things. So they have to give to her if it's available.
Yeah. I like thinking about the motivation of the group in the whole virus kind of thing, right? Because it's not necessarily all thought out. It's like it just needs to work well enough to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So all it has to do is to start signaling back out for long enough. You know, whatever half-life they feel is worthwhile to send the signal out,
yeah,
that's success, right?
Yeah. And humans will, I think, there's no indication that they're fucking, you know, there's...
Oh, yeah. So as long if their calculations say that they can do it with the biomass that they have,
uh-huh,
get colonized, send it out, go extinct... That could be a successful strategy.
Yeah,
right?
No, I mean, it's, yeah, exactly. That's the strategy of this virus, is just to propagate that way. And whatever takes over, great. Let them die. That's not important. It's about just like genes, right? I mean, that's the whole thing that the book, The Selfish Gene, was about, was we're bodies and stuff like that. We think of ourselves, but it's the genes that are doing all of the...
Yeah, but like think about like how rabies works, like it you know, or a lot of these viruses that reduce inhibitions and stuff like that, right? So the hive mind is just a mechanism to get the
or cordyceps, the ants are just a mechanism to spread. Yeah,
the people compliant to do the job.
It's just a mechanism to spread.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I mean.
So saving the world you can't do, but saving humanity maybe you can do. The world's gone as we know it.
And then if this theory we just talked about, like humanity's gone too, right? Because
if you could somehow reverse the process, you could bring back enough that.
Okay. But human beings are likely not going to survive in the long term, because if the virus's mission is just to rebroadcast.
Well, no, I'm saying if you could stop the virus, if you could somehow kill the virus.
Yeah. Go back to the Stone Age.
Yeah, you're back to the Stone Age, right? But you saved humanity. The world's dead.
Although here's what if once the virus is gone, you still retain all the memories, so you've still got all the technology and the knowledge to rebuild everything.
Ooh.
So nobody's actually dead, but you're no longer linked, and you no longer have that.
Instead of being in the Stone Age, you're just at a disadvantage of modern systems. But you don't lose anything.
I don't know whether one human mind can contain all of that knowledge. I don't know where that makes.
No, well, I don't know how they, I mean, this is fiction, right? They haven't really worked on how they can access all of this stuff anyway. It implied like the instantaneousness of, like, it can't be radio that's connecting them, right? There's a radio frequency, but that's not enough to transmit
to transmit information, but it could have something to do with what keeps them like tethered. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So how is the information stored and transmitted now? It's got to be using basic human storage somehow.
I mean. Some biological.
But I'm making a sci-fi thing out of what is a philosophical thing.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I mean, it's really not about any of this.
I could let it slide that when they cure the disease, everyone knows everything. Your brain's big enough to do that. Like, let that go just for a second, right?
Okay.
It's still going to be a hard problem to rebootstrap humanity. Part of the reason is like.
Everyone's motivation is now different.
Motivations are different.
Nobody is on the same page.
Resources are hard to get to, you know. Getting supply chains back up. So what's the alternative?
If you were them, if this is you and you've just woken up from pluralization and you're suddenly Jeff again, do you just go, oh, well, I guess we're fucked and lie down and die? You don't, do you? You're going to try and do something.
Yeah.
I think that, they're talking about how the pluribi, as you put, have a biological imperative. Humans have a biological imperative of their own, and that will take over.
Yeah.
Gonna be a lot of fucking
but it's gonna be tribal as fuck. The supply chains aren't gonna be there.
Oh yeah, like civilization's gone.
So, yeah. Population's going to crater.
What was that?
Yeah. I don't think humanity will go away, but it won't look the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watch that show, but I love elliptic shit. So.
We miss you there.
You broke up a little bit. Say that again.
Oh, sorry. I said I would watch that show. I love apocalypse stuff.
Yeah, it clearly is like, yeah, the end of this is some post-apocalypse one way or another. Like, this doesn't end with people in space stations doing a Star Trek.
No.
No. Oh, I love the way they got around that, too. The question was asked, well, you know, what about the people up there in the space station? Oh, yeah, we got to them early.
Yeah.
They had an answer for everything.
Most common answers, yeah.
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 I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, go. You gotta eat some of that egg? You feeling like egg eat?
How about some of that pupa? No, I think one was enough.
Aww. I'd eat another one, but they're not great.
I'd rather eat more of that egg.
I'd rather eat more egg than the pupa.
The egg was better than the pupa for sure.
Hi. Oh, you can't see me waving back, but that's okay.
He says hi.
Hi. I just wanted to see her chug the can.
Chug the can.
Yo, gross. No.
Oh,
what was that?
Oh,
I missed that. I didn't even.
You want someone to chug that can that you just held up?
Oh, yeah.
I think that, like you said, Jeff, I think you could put that into a stir fry and make it work.
Yeah,
I surround think it with a bunch I of think other you flavors. Could put it in the garbage can and make it work.
Feel free. No one is preventing
yeah,
you.
No, I could see it eaten in a stir fry.
I mean, sure. Cooper. I wonder if Cooper would eat that egg.
Probably.
Yeah, he'd eat the fuck out of that egg. That's why he's here right now. He's like, yeah. I smell all this amazing food.
Are you going to give it to him? He's probably going to throw up.
No.
Someone's cleaning up pupa spew later.
Oh, it'll be Jeff if he gives that to... Oh, my God. He just ate some of that egg.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, that yolk is a lot.
Ugh. The smell is...
Kentigon creates munchies.
Yeah.
Oh, that was one thing I missed on the show. I don't know whether I zoned out or what, but what was the Kentigon you guys had?
Wow, okay, so.
Our dog will not eat it.
Cooper won't eat it.
He just walked away. He said, no way. You are out of your damn mind.
Oh,
our dog has never turned his head and walked away from anything. Nope. He won't eat the shit that they tried to make me eat at the beginning either. That's that white snotty.
The yam is like nothing. The yam is nothing.
Oh, the yam cake. Yeah, it just doesn't taste like it. I don't see how you can be offended by it.
Nope, he won't eat it. And he eats everything.
Oh,
see?
No.
Wow.
Ah, I'm not wrong.
Well,
Shannon is vindicated.
Your sense of taste is the same as that of a dog.
Well, they eat everything, and he's particular about this shit, too. So I've never seen him turn away. He is refusing. He is refusing. Can you wait?
Yeah.
There we go. Now you can.
No. Looks like, really? Is that all I'm going to get?
It's like, screw you. Now, try to give him that egg again.
I
thought he was going for it then.
Oh, no. He won't have anything to do with it.
Oh, you're going for the pupa?
Ew. The stuff in the can. He's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Nope, he won't even. Nope.
I think he deserves some chips.
Get
after
out of here, dog.
He does. You got to give him something good.
Yeah, give him something for
give
for,
him. Give him a I've, chip. I've, here. You got to give him something. Greg can't see it. You got to go over there so Greg can see on camera.
Dog feeding cam. There we go. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that he's all about.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll eat the ketchup chip.
Sure, of course he will. I think it's just like, it was just the smell of the other stuff.
Oh, the other stuff. Yeah. No.
Yeah. If the ketchup one just tasted like tomato paste, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's really disgusting.
It's just not exciting.
That's so funny. He won't eat the egg yolk.
And he loves eggs. He loves regular eggs. But nope. It stinks. It smells horrific.
Oh my God. Oh, don't do that.
Don't. Jeff. Don't. He's trying to give him the plate of that sliced
egg. Yeah, he's just like, no.
Egg.
No, I don't want this.
That is so rude. Oh, can't even.
No. He is just like, no. Not that hungry.
Get out of here, dog.
Oh.
Cooper.
I thought he would eat that egg.
Come here, buddy. Let me get you something good.
I'm a cat person. That even made me sad.
I'm going to get him something good. Sure. I got to get him a treat now.
Oh, yeah. And he had some chips. He had Texas barbecue chips.
Yeah.
He got a treat. Well, cool. Well, I'm glad you guys saw Pluribus and got to, yeah, because I figured you guys would like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hanging out to see where they go with it, though. I mean, it's just,
I mean, we'll find out in some ways
you feel
years.
Like, okay, what more is there to tell? But
yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, because the whole thing's a mood piece. It's not really about the story. Like,
yeah,
where it goes, I almost don't care. I actually really don't. Like, it's just,
what story are you going to tell me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's not that I care about where it's going. I just want to know that the quality of the story will stay good, which requires motivation and therefore requires a there to get there to, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You have to have a goal of some sort because otherwise you're not telling stories. Yeah. But
I mean, with Vince Gilligan, right? I mean, look at what they did going from Breaking Bad to Better Call Saul,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, yeah.
He has,
I mean, I trust him.
Has the muscles to make this story good.
Look at how much money they're spending on this show. It's ridiculous how much money they're spending.
Are you still talking about
Pluribus?
Pluribus.
I think it's one of the most expensive shows ever made.
Is it? Jeez.
The expense required to clear cities and so on?
No. That whole like development where Carol lives, they built all those houses.
What? Yes. Oh, okay. Why?
Because they have the money to do it, man.
Yes, but I mean, I feel like you can make this for a lot cheaper. Like,
yes, you could. Seems
like burning money for the sake of it.
Yeah, yes, you
they
could.
They bought those coyotes. They keep them around. I mean.
Imagine feeding them all the corpses to train them
rent up. Them. They all bought them, and now and they're stuck with coyotes.
That's the thing, is there's a real lack of art from adversity on this show. There's no adversity. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Which to a lesser and less experienced crew, it would be devastating. Like, just giving everybody like that gets you the Star Wars prequels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That sort of enables laziness, but instead they're just spending all the money on ridiculous things, like building, like, not just Carol's house, but all those houses they built.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, they don't have necessarily functioning plumbing and stuff inside.
Just, yeah.
But they're not just facades. They are fully built
structures.
Out houses. Yeah. Fully built, let me guess,
Lacey Seahorn's actually an animatronic.
Yeah?
She's not real. She's animatronic.
Yeah. They had to build them to code because of where they were in Albuquerque.
I love the scene where they go to pick up the trash with the drone and it gets stuck on the light post.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, you have the intelligence of the entire world behind you, but you're still not perfect.
Yeah.
Still doing, still fucking up and doing silly shit.
I just love the. It was almost a multi-layered gag, right? I mean, the fact that I told her exactly how heavy it had to be, and she just gave zero fucks and almost went out of her way to make it heavier than it should have been. And then they just trusted that she would have followed the instructions. Uh-huh. Oh, it was great.
And then they just left it there.
I do like all the subtle ways she finds of telling them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah. But then she loses it when she has no companionship whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the solitary was rough. I mean,
That would be
what gets me, and you know, I'm sure they won't get into this because why would you? But it would be impossible to actually keep her grocery store populated with fresh fruits and all
Stuff. I was thinking about that too. All the fresh vegetables and stuff. You'd be like, oh, no, surely not.
Just because they won't pick them off of vines and stuff like that. So,
I mean, think of it, right? There's, especially if they're prioritizing her, you know, there's enough in the supply chain to do that
for a couple of months. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was definitely a lot in that warehouse.
But there's a lot of stuff that's just going to spoil and they're going to get rid of. And
Alex couldn't watch that scene. She kept getting so anxious about it. She's like, but it's all going to go to waste. Turn it off. It's driving her nuts.
Yeah, it was really funny. Just...
when she's like, I want all the lights on now. I'm like, oh, come on, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't think Carol, at her heart, she's not a hero. She's not a heroic person, even like that great a person. And that's sort of what she struggles with, because she's like, I have to save the world? I have to do it? Yeah. And the other guy who's just living in the fantasy.
Oh, yeah. God, I love that character, though. Like, he's, I know he's comic relief, but God, he's funny.
But, you know, fortunately, he doesn't have a way for them to get his stuff. So he can just, there's no way for them to get his genetic material like there is for Carol, so he doesn't have to worry as much. But, I mean, as soon as they're able, they'll do it to everybody. That's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't tell him unless he's asking for it. And he's not likely to ask.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think that's good for the post show. Hey, Greg, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Well,
it's been fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I was hoping there'd be more people in the chat, but
we'll get them used to
slack.
Maybe next time we'll put out a feeler beforehand.
Yeah. There wasn't much notice this time.
Yeah.
No, it was 4 o'clock in the morning my time. It was plenty of notice.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get more fans who have broken ankles and there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, let's break some ankles and then we'll get more people on the show.
I'll go out and take a hammer to them. We'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Cheers.